Thank you very much, Stephen. And it is lovely to see a full room. We were wondering how things were going to go in terms of tonight's session, but it's great to see a full room. I wanted to recognize the excellencies that are here, also to recognize the fellow panelists, already been called out, but Carolyn, Grace, and Louis, who is going to be speaking as well. So it's a important day in the UN calendar. The actual day itself was over the weekend, but it's a day when we remember the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade. I always like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, and I would like to therefore recognize the Ngunnawal people, the custodians of the land here in Canberra, and pay my respects to their elders both past and present. I'd also like to acknowledge any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people that are here this evening. Thank you, Stephen, for partnering on today, and thank you also for the Australian Centre for Christianity and Culture for essentially hosting this evening and also making this wonderful space available for us. Tonight, we're going to hear from a number of speakers, and we're going to hear not just about the policy side, but we're also going to hear from people that are actually at the coalface of dealing with today's issues. It is a persistent and pervasive issue that has been with us for millennia, and we're still really no closer to resolving this issue of slavery. But before we hear from the experts, I'd like to just talk, as Stephen said, a little bit about the day itself. Why are we marking it? And the exhibit behind you, which I hope you've had a chance to look at. There are two sides to it. We were trying to work out how best to position it, but please work your way around and see all the panels. And I'd also, as Stephen said, like to deliver the Secretary General's message for the day. Now, in commemoration of the memory of more than 15 million men, women, and children who were victims of an international trading system that lasted over 400 years, the General Assembly, in its resolution of the 17th of December 2007, declared the 25th of March the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade. So each year, the day offers the opportunity to honour and remember those who have suffered and died at the hands of the brutal slavery system. It's also an opportunity to raise awareness about the dangers of racism and prejudice today. Today, when we still see the manifestations of servitude and bondage, 70 years on from the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and its emphatic language in Article 4, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. The resolution that established the day additionally called for an outreach program to mobilize educational institutions, civil society, and other organizations to inculcate in future generations the causes and consequences and lessons of the transatlantic slave trade, and to communicate the dangers of racism and prejudice. It is in this by establishing the United Nations, it did this by establishing the United Nations Remember Slavery Program, which builds on the work of UNESCO's Slave Root Project. The program organizes remembrance activities, produces educational tools throughout the year, working closely with UNESCO and the Global Information Center Network, of which we here in Canberra are one. A different theme is chosen each year, and this year the theme is Remember Slavery, Triumphs and Struggles for Freedom and Equality. It looks to celebrate the many accomplishments and gains of people of African descent from slavery to present. It acknowledges the struggles and challenges towards freedom and equality and pays tribute to black men and women who campaigned and advocated for those liberties that many around the world enjoy today. At the same time, it also aims to raise awareness of their legacy of resistance and sustained advocacy. Now, the exhibit that I mentioned, Remember Slavery, A Legacy of Black Achievement, was produced in partnership with the International Slavery Museum in Liverpool, the UK. It articulates the theme of the year and is based on the Black Achievers Wall at that museum. It features 22 notable personalities of various backgrounds, eras, regions, and disciplines who paved the way for civil rights, human rights, recognition, and justice for people of African descent in Africa and also in the diaspora. So I hope you will, if you haven't already, take the time to have a look at the wall. I'm sure when you do, you'll see many familiar faces to all of us. One such figure, and it was interesting that Lou called out his name when we were just talking a minute ago, was a man who played a very important role in the history of the United Nations itself, Ralph Bunche, the first African-American to win the Nobel Prize. One of the most respected and celebrated international civil servants in the history of our organization. He once said, "Hearts are the strongest when they beat in response to noble ideas." Our work at the United Nations today builds on his achievements. I hope that you, like me, will be inspired by the reminder of the ways in which the people of Africa and their descendants have helped shape societies across the globe. In a world where racism and prejudice have not been stamped out, it is crucial that we remember and honour such contributions. So now it's my honour to read for you the message of the Secretary General for this day. The epically shameful transatlantic slave trade was the largest forced and legally sanctioned migration in human history. More than 15 men, women and children from Africa were enslaved. This day of remembrance was established to acknowledge a brutal chapter in human history and to raise awareness of the dangers of racism and prejudice today. As we mark the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights this year, let us honor those who perished or suffered under slavery. Let us celebrate the gains of people of African descent. And let us press every day and everywhere to defend the dignity of every human being.